Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Love Fruit podcast. And today I will be joined by Pam Johal, who will be telling us her story of, I believe, healing from, among other things, rheumatoid arthritis with the raw vegan diet. And before we get started, just want to let everyone know that the UK Fruit Festival is on this year from the 21st to the 28th of July, and there are still some tickets left. If you're interested, you can go to fruitfest.co.uk to find out some more information on that. Thank you very much. So, Pam, how did it?
Hello.
Hello, Pam.
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. I've just bought all my fruits. I've just taken them out of the car and lined them all up for my detox.
Excellent, excellent. So,
Yeah.
let's go back to your upbringing. Were you brought up on a healthy or alternative lifestyle or diet?
No, I was brought up on dairy products, the normal way of bringing people up today, dairy products, bread, meat, all the usual foods that everyone is eating. Yeah, nothing. Like, I obviously had fruits, but no, fruits were just seen as a snack. And, I was probably lucky to get an apple or a banana, and that's probably about it. So, yeah, so no, not much fruits growing up, no.
So what was the what was your health like growing up? Did you have any issues when you were younger?
Yes, always. I always suffered with really bad constipation as a child. I always remembered my mom trying to give me stuff to go to the toilet. As young as 5, 6 years old, I really used to struggle. They used to just take me to the doctors and they used to give me whatever they used to give me. And I think this stuff called milk of magnesia, they used to give me this really white, thick, gooey stuff I used to have. Disgusting. But anyway, it used to do the trick at the time. But obviously, no one got to the root cause of, oh, why is she getting all these issues? They just give me stuff to take so I would go to the toilet. And depression, I had depression, anxiety as a child. My parents were very busy. They didn't really have time to focus on me. They'd just come from India, had no money. So dad was working like 18, 20 hours a day. So no one had to focus on my development. And it just led to so many issues, even growing up as a teenager.
I see. And at what point did you start to realize that there might be a connection with health issues and diet?
Probably when I was around in my 20s, in my early 20s, I developed ulcerative colitis quite badly, where they wanted to remove my bowel, my large intestine, because it was really inflamed. And then I discovered someone on the internet, David Klein, who I don't think is no longer with us really. He passed away. But yes, I followed him for a few years. I followed his protocols, bought his book. And then, yes, I healed my gut from eating just fruits, mostly fruits, juicing, avoiding heavy foods like nuts and fats. So that's how I discovered the raw food path, is by getting unwell and trying to find other methods of someone not taking my bowel away from me, because
Sure.
that's all they do. They just remove parts of you and then just tell you to go on your merry way, and that's it.
So what was the experience of ulcerative colitis like?
Oh God, I was going to the toilet. I had it really bad. I was going to the toilet like 30 times a day, like with lots of bleeding in the toilet. I was at university at the time, so I couldn't literally go to my lectures or my seminars. Ended up repeating another year once I got a bit better. But yeah, really bad pain, not being able to go anywhere without knowing where a toilet was. So it was like having a disability to need a toilet all the time. I actually, at one point, I knew all the toilets on the London Underground. Because every stop I had to stop at, it was like, where's the toilet? Where's the toilet? I need the toilet now. It's not like something you can just hold on as well. You can't. You've got no control. No control. Embarrassing. So you're thinking, how am I going to get to London, to Southampton, without having any like accidents? Or really embarrassing for a 20-something-year-old. Do you know what I mean? It's just really not good.
And did you try other kind of treatments before you changed your diet?
No, not no idea. Well, yes, with ulcerative colitis, I was on medication, steroids for a few years, but it didn't really help. So steroids, to get the inflammation down, intravenous steroids, prednisolone. Obviously steroids are really bad anyway, but yeah, so that's what I had first for a few years. And every time I went back, they're like, oh, you're not improving, you're not improving. Let's talk about surgery. Let's talk about having a colostomy bag. And then I just Googled, yeah, a pouch. You have to wear a bag so you can go to the toilet in a bag on your stomach. And they claim you can live a healthy life, but I don't think that at all. So yeah, how what an embarrassing thought to actually, how can you live a normal life with a pooing in a bag from your stomach? You know, it's not good.
Yeah, that's sounds pretty terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so in all that time, there's 2 years you were doing the steroids, the medication. You weren't getting any better. They were letting you know that. At any point, did your the people that were helping you, I assume doctors and so on, did they mention diet? Did they mention lifestyle?
No. Obviously, they maybe give you like a 2 minute talk on, I'll make sure you eat a balanced diet. But their balanced diet means meat, dairy, and rubbish, which is the cause of most of our issues today anyway, which is why the whole world is unwell and struggling with a number of, you know, you only have to look at like a medical dictionary with how many diseases they've created or thought names up for. So, yeah, so no, they don't help. They don't, it's not a number one priority list for them is to discuss your whole lifestyle and everything. It's probably the bottom of their list, actually.
And did you try and make any other shifts prior to that? Did you see other diets or other people
No,
that
no,
were?
no, I, no. So I just obviously carried on having a standard diet, but then finding every time I ate something, it was causing more issues and I was having bleeding go to the toilet and I was always up and down the motorway to go to hospital appointments, and I was just getting sick of feeling sick and tired. I thought there's got to be another way. And then obviously I just discovered David Klein and followed his diet and just kept going. And yeah, so one day I had an appointment maybe about a year later where they examined me, my bowels, and they're like, oh, there's no inflammation. It's all gone. You're better now. You're fine. You know, so I basically got rid of all my inflammation. I didn't tell the consultant I had stopped taking my medication. He thought I was still taking my medication. So, see, he solely believed that it was his medication that healed me, you know, and I haven't been back since. I've not been to one hospital appointment since.
That's crazy. So, how did you find David Klein?
He was good. He was good. I thought he was helpful. Like, I didn't, I think I had a consultation with him in the beginning. You know, I bought his book as well. I mean, it worked. I thankfully it worked. He had obviously a lot of experience because he suffered with his bowels, and that's why he started his thing off. And so yeah, so I'm glad I actually discovered him and I found him because otherwise I think I would be sat here without no large intestine today. You know,
But how did you actually come across him?
I think I just must have Googled on the search on Google about I don't even remember what I used to put in the search engine. You know, I was just reading about having this operation done, this surgery done, and I was looking at the pictures of people having it done. Oh my God, it frightened me like crazy. Like they're going to put a hole in my stomach, attach a bag to my stomach, and that is how I'm going to be going to the toilet until they can reverse do some other procedure. Because it's never one procedure. One procedure always leads to another procedure and another procedure and another procedure. Then you're just stuck in that mindset of being trapped, you know, they trap you, they get you and they trap you and they really make you believe that this is the only way to make yourself better and fix yourself.
And what was your reaction, firstly, to what he was saying? For example, vegan diet, raw vegan
Oh
diet.
yeah, I thought it was totally crazy. It's like, you know, if someone tells you come from a standard diet your whole life and then someone comes along and tells you, oh, you've got to eat fruit. And I did struggle with it. I did. But you know what? I think I was too sick to care at that point. I was willing to try anything because God, I just, you know, how many times can I go to the toilet every day? And it just leaves you disabled, being stuck in your own house, not being able to go anywhere, do anything, plan your life. Everything was planned around a toilet. Can you believe?
Yeah.
You
By
know?
the way, I think part of your hand may be covering the screen, like behind.
Oh,
Yeah,
there you go.
that's better.
Is that better? Sorry.
Yeah. So even though you were thinking this is a bit crazy, you were willing to give it a try.
Yeah, no, I did. I gave it my all. I went to the shop, I bought some melons and I started juicing. I bought a juicer, tried to stay away from fats, high fats, even avocados, nuts, because obviously when the gut is really inflamed, you need to make everything really simple. So everything is being digested straight away. You want minimum digestion, minimum stuff going on in your body. So you've got more time to actually healing because obviously food goes through your digestive tract. So you need to be really careful about what you're putting in your body. Otherwise, you just don't heal.
And did you do everything like 100% change overnight? Did it take time? What was your
No, I did do it. I did do it 100%. I did. I just dived straight in, and because I couldn't, I just had visions of me going to hospital and having an operation. And then that's it. My life is just, what's my life going to be? Even though they say you can live a normal life and go swimming and do all these things, I'm just thinking, how? How can they say these things? How can they put this claim, like, if you do this? And no, it's not. It's what a load of rubbish. That's what I thought. Something went off in my brain thinking, this can't happen to me. This is not my life. I have to do something about it before it gets really bad. And, I just end up with no organs left.
Sure. So, it's funny because I've talked to people that have had digestive problems and they've done a lot
Yes.
of it or done more fruit. You can still see a little bit of your hand there. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
And I feel like I've heard people say some people say that it made the difference, and other people feel like it. They still had issues or whatever, but what for you, like how long did it take? How long did you start? How quick did you start seeing benefits? When do you think
Oh,
you
I felt
were?
better straight away. As soon as I started juicing cantaloupe melons, I literally stocked up on about 20 or 30 cantaloupe melons. I put them in my shed, and that's literally what I was living on, was cantaloupe melons. People were concerned that I was losing weight, but I wasn't concerned about my weight back then. I just wanted to heal my body and get better. So I don't think it's just one thing that makes us unwell in the food. You've got stress, emotions. You need all of your organs working together to be healthy, to feel really good health. It's not just targeting the bowel. You've got to target everything. To fix yourself is a complete body thing. It's not just, just focus on bowels. It's everything. But bowels are directly linked to a lot of diseases, all over our bodies, arthritis, diabetes. If our bowels are not clean, we are not healthy human beings.
Did you feel, was it painful in your bowels? And when you started eating fruit, was there any pain that remained for a while, or did it all go away? And did your issue with going to the toilet? I mean, how you said straight away you were feeling better.
I would probably say it took me around 6 months to a year to really see the results of healing, like to be consistent. The key is to stay consistent, is to do something every day, and not to just get better then jump back on the old diet that you were on, because then it brings all your symptoms back, because that's the cause of disease. The way we live, the way we think, what we breathe, the air we breathe in, the toxins we do, like everything we do every single day is what either makes us or breaks us. So the key is to stay consistent and to strengthen yourself. I take herbs now as well, because obviously I developed rheumatoid arthritis a few years ago, which now actually I don't have anymore. So that's nice too. So obviously after the raw food diet, fixing my bowels, I kind of, because I was quite young, I didn't re I understood it. I understood that it healed me. But then I still yet, I went back to some bad eating, not bad eating, but the usual eating. But my symptoms were still fine because I was always more cautious. But I think when you're younger, you don't tend to think of things that much. So then I developed arthritis a few years ago, and I was literally unable to do anything. My ESR was 100. I couldn't dress my kids, I couldn't pick them up, I couldn't do housework, cleaning. I couldn't fill my car up with petrol because I couldn't open the petrol pump cap. And it was really embarrassing. Like, I'm 41 years old, I can't take care of my children. I can't dress myself. I can't even get myself out of the bathtub, let alone do yoga poses. So that was a shock to me, a shock, a really big one.
So that's interesting. So you actually developed ulcerative colitis. You went 6 months to a year on a raw diet, a fruit diet, and you cleared that, but then you actually went back to your old style of eating.
Not completely, like I didn't completely go back to it. But I think when you're young, you don't think about it that much. And I think a lot of my arthritis is a lot of genetically, because my mom had it quite young. When I was 15, she had it. So I think she was around 30 odd. So yeah, so it's a whole lifestyle of eating from how we eat from birth is how we, and the stress and emotions we have, that either makes us or breaks us. So yeah, rheumatoid arthritis. I would have become, I think, honestly, I really believe that I would have been in a wheelchair right now, not able to do anything, because my fingers were bending, deforming. Like, I've got one toe on my right foot which is bent, and that happens so quickly. That's what I mean. I've heard people that have had high inflammation levels, and they literally have ended up disabled in literally a year or 2 years. If you leave the disease active and you don't do anything about it quick, it can leave you in a really bad way.
Can you explain a little bit of what rheumatoid arthritis actually is?
Rheumatoid arthritis is when your body's own immune system starts attacking itself, so it starts destroying the joints, inflammation, swelling, stiffness, fevers, pains, the shivers, the not being able to do anything. It's an awful disease to have. I think any disease is awful, but when you're young, you think of someone with rheumatoid arthritis who's 80 years old. But actually, I've been hearing people that get all these issues in their teen years and in their early 20s, and it's just like, or even children, and you just think, oh my God, So to bring awareness to everyone, no one has to go through it. Like my mum, I have to watch my mum every day struggle. Her hands are badly deformed, and it makes me cry. You know what? Sometimes I get so low with it, or I have to ring Samaritans because I can't cope with seeing her like it, because it just puts a focus on me. I think, oh my God, is this where I could have? This is where potentially, if I don't do this every day, this is where I'm going to be.
Right, so you went, but you went back to a more normal style or average style.
Yeah, like cheese and, dairy.
Ate dairy products again, and you developed
Yeah.
rheumatoid arthritis, which is in your family as well. And
Yes, it is.
so, at what point did you go, right, I need to go back to the fruit diet again?
When my ESR level went to 100 and I couldn't do anything, I'm like, how am I going to take care of my children?
What's
Like,
it?
who's gonna?
What's an ESI level, sorry?
ESR is a blood is an inflammation level blood test. So you've got CRP and you've got ESR. That's two tests they do for inflammation, anyone with autoimmune problems. So the ESR levels, I think, is between 0 and 14 are the normal ranges. So you can imagine how I felt on an ESR of 100.
That sounds extreme, yeah.
It's extreme, because even cancer patients get an ESR of 100, It's really.
When we say inflammation in the blood, what is that actually? What is it measuring?
What, ESR?
Yeah.
I don't know too much about ESR. I just know mine was really, really high. And I struggled to do a lot of basic things in my life. And that was really tough. Just like the basic things you don't take for granted, like brushing your te own teeth, dressing yourself, putting your own clothes on, taking a bath, being able to do down dog. Oh my God, I was a yoga lover for years prior to getting arthritis. I used to do intense yoga classes. I didn't get my first car until I was 30 years old. I walked everywhere, cycled everywhere. So I never really had a unhealthy lifestyle. I just had the normal standard diet and probably stress.
So when did you start again to do the fruit diet again, and how long did you start to see results?
About three, nearly, well, nearly 4 years, well, about 3.5 years ago. 3.5 years ago, I booked myself a juice retreat in the countryside. So I did a 3-day juice fast because I was so worried about my ESR levels. So I thought, I need to take drastic measures. Let's get going. Let's get sorting this out. So that even made a difference, of just being away and being able to reflect on my issues and just having time out for myself, because it's quite a big thing to handle when you've got two young, dependent kids relying on mummy. Mummy's here to look after them. Mummy can't do anything. So I reckon after about a year of being this consistent, I really noticed swelling going, kidneys filtering well, bowels are good, everything's good. I also took herbs with the protocol as well of the fruits to strengthen all my organs, because it's literally years and years of bad eating. And really bad genetics. I got passed on really bad genetics from my parents. So like basically every time a child is born now from a family or parent, the parents are passing on their genetic weaknesses to the children. So this is why you're seeing a lot of children that are born with all these issues. And people just put it down to bad luck. How could this happen? My child has been born with cancer, or he's got one kidney, or all these problems are happening because of our lifestyles, and nobody is correcting any of their problems, which are passed from literally generations to generations, generations. And I just think that's how humans will become extinct. They will be so unwell that children will not even be born healthy. And and then they're eating all these foods, like genetically modified foods, pesticides, like sweets, dairy, meat, fast food, junk is literally everywhere. Go into a supermarket, you just want to cry, And all these children are being brought up around it. It's a normal way. Look at the school dinners at school where they're offering sausages and mash, chips and beans, fry-ups. All the wrong thing that's been ingrained into our children from a very young age, which then they're going to learn and they're going to grow up and they're going to give that to their own kids. So that's my aim, is to break these habits. As hard as it is, I try every day with my kids to give them fruits and juices to show them that this is not the way to eat.
Fantastic. So, with the pain and the issues with the rheumatoid arthritis, how quick was that disappearing with going on?
Well, I had regular blood tests, so I had blood tests every 2 months. But there were points in my time where I wanted to give up and think, "Oh my God, this is not working," or "How long is this going to take?" I think that's the thing with people that go on this journey. They think, "Oh, I think I'll eat fruits for a month, I'll be okay." Actually, no, you just got to keep going, because literally it could take some people years. It depends on how long you've been unwell, how long you've been eating, and all the emotions. So it varies from person to person. But I reckon with chronic issues, I reckon 6 months to a year is a good start, in getting wetter and better and feeling that actually you do feel better automatically in how you feel anyway when you just give up all these other foods that are no good for anyone. So really instant results, you get instant results, but long-term healing will, it's a lifetime of undoing all of these problems. You can't do it in a day. It's everything we've been given from birth. You can't reverse something in a day.
How long w before you could help dress your children and open
Oh,
them?
I reckon about, so yeah, that's what I'm saying, about 6 months to a year of consistency.
So
Yeah.
it took some time then.
It did. See, because rheumatoid arthritis is like a chronic issue. It's really, and the genetic issues are actually harder to heal than actually something that you've done yourself, because it's in your cells. It's like actually rebooting all your cells, programming all your cells again, fixing them. And obviously we've been having these cells from the day we were born passed on to our families. It's not an easy fix. And even after some time, even people struggle. There's some people that have been doing this diet for years and they're still struggling. So it's got to be, you've got to be consistent, you've got to stay positive, and you've got to keep going. However long it takes, this is the only way. This is, I truly believe this is the only way to feel like a human being.
Fantastic. So, who was inspiring you then? Where were you getting your information from?
Oh, so Raw Marrabee. I don't know if you've heard of Raw Marrabee. Dr. Robert Morse, Dr. Sebi, and then you just start talking to one person, you make friends, and then they tell you. I had an eye reading, had an iridology reading, and that also tells you a lot about your health issues. Actually tells you everything about your health issues, sometimes before it even happens. So I took pictures of my eyes, sent it to a herbalist who does eye readings. And then he basically gave me a whole protocol of what's going on with me. So mine is chronic bowel inflammation, and that's where a lot of these issues start, with our bowels. So if our bowels are not healthy and clean, we are not healthy individuals, So it's so important to keep our bowels clean, everything to be eliminating waste, kidneys filtering well, adrenals up. And yeah, it's quite simple. Healing is quite simple, I think, as human beings. We've complicated, look at all these big buildings, cancer research buildings, and sometimes there's one not that far from us. I think, what are they doing? Why they're wasting all this money paying all these people? What are they actually doing? No one's going to tell you there's a cure for cancer, because There's so many people that would lose money from having healthy people.
So,
Yeah.
how has your health progressed, and have you been able to maintain the diet, and how have you done that?
I do it. You know how I do it? It's not even that hard. I do it just by being around a normal human being. As in my family, my friends. I've just buried my 54-year-old cousin who had a sudden cardiac arrest, COVID vaccines. I just look at the general human being, and that scares me because there's no life in them. They're looking pale. They take medication left, right, and center. They get up in the morning, they take their 15, 20 pills a day, and then they get on with their day. And they're always complaining about their issues, going to the doctors. They're never happy. How can you be happy with just masking all your symptoms and pretending you're okay,
Yeah. What has been the reaction of your friends and family and so on?
My family think I'm absolutely crazy. So yeah. They thought right in the beginning, oh, she's gonna not drop dead, but their thoughts along that line wasn't that far off. They're like, oh, she's gonna end up in hospital, she's gonna be malnourished, she's gonna fall over and on her face and she's gonna be in such a bad way. I've had negative comments, despite the fact that I'm the one that's only the one that's doing well. I have no grey hairs, I'm 45 years old. I'm not on any medication. I feel like my kids. I feel like I'm 5 years old. I go to the parks. I do everything and more. I'm back doing my yoga. I walk everywhere. I run. I go to the park. I go on the swings, the slides. And compared to the average 45-year-old woman today, I think I'm doing pretty good.
That's fantastic. And what's your movement like now, and how are you feeling? Everything's good?
You can see my hands. So it was my hands that were badly affected. So this I couldn't do. So I had used to have a couple of fingers, like in the morning, my fingers were like that, and it wouldn't spring up. It would get stuck. And literally in the morning, I would have to take a naproxen, which is an anti-inflammatory. I took medication just for like 2 months just to manage with two young children. I used to have a really hot bath. I used to take medication to get through my day, but not a lot of medication, just like one or two pills. I used to depend on it because my hands used sometimes it used to take me the whole day for the stiffness to go in my hands to be able to do anything. So obviously I managed the best way I can, but now I'm totally fine. As long as I don't go and eat too many starches or the wrong foods that actually is the cause of the problems in the first place, I try to stay away from it. So yeah, so what keeps me on track is just people around me, just the human being is not actually living. I don't call it living. You can't be human if you don't put human food in you.
Have you been able to meet other people on this path? Do you have other friends who are doing this? Are there people in your
Yes,
area?
I've just started. Well, I've got a group now called Raw Power. So I've got about 230 people in my group now. And I did get myself in the newspaper. So you can Google me. I'm on Google. So if you put in Pam UK Fruitarian, my articles and newspaper articles will come up. I'm also on Raw Marabee group. I post on there as well. And I'm part of like a Dr. Morse one as well. So that's how I reach out to people and obviously stay focused and try and share like my message in how in terms of keeping well. Because there's so many people that need to learn the truth that it's just not out there. They go to the doctors and they just get told, I'll take these pills and see you in a month and repeat your blood tests and we'll see how you're doing.
Sure. So you've started on this process now, wanting to help others. How did you start that?
Well, I got myself in the newspaper just to get the message out there. I've got this urge inside of me to get the message out there. That's like number one key for me now because I see my family doing silly things every day. My dad, when I say to my dad, Dad, you really shouldn't eat eggs, what he just tells me to shut up. So he's like, yeah. Or like, oh, my mother-in-law, sometimes she doesn't want to listen to my stuff. She's like, Pam, if you don't stop, we're going to have an argument. Just negative stuff, or she'll get up and she'll storm out of the house, or she'll get up and storm out of the car just because I'm talking about health. The truth, nobody wants to listen to the truth. They just want to bury their heads in this. They just want to carry on living their so-called lives masking their symptoms, thinking that this is living. So no, I get a lot of negativity from my family about it. Like a lot.
What's been your experience so far of helping others? Have you had good experiences?
Yes, I'm always ringing people, like the people that I try to reach out as many to many people as I can. Like even yesterday, I was on the phone for an hour to an American lady because she's got joint pains. And actually, she said to me yesterday, she said to me, "Pam, I'm so glad I messaged you in the morning and that you got back to me so quickly. I was about to give up and throw it all in the bin, So I kept her motivating. So I thought I'd ring her. So I gave her an hour of my time yesterday. And she really respected me, like really appreciated it, because you don't get the help out there. You're like, you have to ring someone. It's like option one for this, option two for this. You don't actually speak to an actual human being who's got well. Or, some fruitarians, they charge the earth. There used to be another lady called Hildy Larson. She passed away. And I always used to go to her for advice, but she always wanted money, like lots and lots of money for advice. I'm like, and so that put me off. So I'm not here to think, oh God, I'm going to charge these people loads of money. I'm here to actually help people and support people along the way, as well as setting this up as a business and running detoxes and just providing support for people that don't have it around them, because no one will have it around them. Everyone will say, you're crazy. What are you doing eating fruit all day?
Absolutely. So, what are some of the mistakes that you see people make?
They do it for a little while, or they do it for a couple of weeks, and they're like, oh, but Pam, I'm not feeling better. Why am I not feeling better? Maybe I'll go back to eating cooked food. So it depends on the issue. You can't put a time frame on getting better. This is like a lifelong journey. This isn't just a diet. I don't see it as a diet. This is the way forward. And see, investing in your health every day, it's like some people invest in working hard to have a high-powered job and they're earning 50, 60,000 pounds a year and they're saving it in the bank, but then doing nothing with their health and their health is deteriorating. So this is saving pennies in ourselves and building up a lifetime, it's wealth. Health is the biggest wealth. You cannot put a price on health. You can't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and what would be your biggest advice for those that are starting off?
Biggest advice is to make it fun. Don't see, oh God, I've got to eat fruit all day. Make it fun. Make yourself some food. Make ice lollies, make cakes, make jellies, make it fun. Go and try different fruits. Be prepped. Have stuff in the fridge. Don't just go and eat a beef burger or a because you're hungry and you're not prepped. And if you are out and about and you don't have better choices, always go with the better choice. So stay vegan, stay raw, avoid chemicals, ingredients, MSGs, pesticides. Chemicals are the biggest one in foods, E numbers, so you need to be checking everything you're eating, like ingredient-wise, especially if it comes out of a packet. Even if you're in a restaurant, you need to ask them how they cook it. Are they how which way are they cooking it? Where is it from? Ask the questions, That's the only way to do it. You need to make it interesting and you need to know why you're doing it as well. Why are we doing this for? What is the whole point in doing this? It's not just to lose weight, not just to, you've got to think of this is how I'm going to be living my life for the rest of my life and making yourself feel stronger every single day. This is what keeps me going because it makes me feel that great. I don't want to give up because why would I want to go and eat a block of cheese now? When I would just probably be vomiting after eating a block of cheese, or it just and then I look at people, my husband especially, he's got no color in his cheeks, his eyes look really drained, he's always yawning, he's in bed before me,
So your husband is still eating a more standard diet?
oh yeah, he will never change. He's already said to me he'll never do this diet. His dad died of type 2 diabetes. He needed his leg amputating off. That's what I mean with some people will not stop until they're 6 feet under because they just can't. They can't. They haven't got the awareness to do it. I don't know if it's awareness or what it is, but some people are just not interested in themselves.
What would be like a typical day for you?
A typical day. So I try and stay on juice until about 11, 12 o'clock. Normally high astringent fruits like berries, melons, oranges. You know, with my lifestyle, looking after two kids is not always possible, but I do the best I can. Nettle tea, I'll have drink lots of nettle tea. I absolutely love nettle tea. I'm actually addicted to having nettle tea. I'm getting through like 30 to 40 tea bags actually a day. So don't try that at home, but I've just got used to doing it. So it's really good. And then I'll have a salad, avocados. You know, if I'm out and about, then I'll always choose a vegan option. I try and avoid bread, too much potato, and have like salads. You know, sometimes I'll eat some vegan cheese, vegan feta, mushrooms, and then sometimes steamed vegetables. So it all depends on my day, where I am. I carry fruit everywhere I go. I always have it in the car. I always make sure I have juice prepped for myself. So if I am busy, I can just come home and drink my juice. And if I don't have anything prepped, I will go without eating anything until I have my fruits. Bananas are really good as well, because you can just literally pick it up and eat it. That's what I mean. It doesn't require cooking. You don't need to go to the gas cooker, get all these ingredients out, and start cooking. Actually, it's quite quick and easy to be able to fill yourself up on fruits.
Do you think if you stuck more to just fruit and the raw foods, your healing might have been quicker?
I did fruits and herbs, so I think the herbs really helped me support all everything to get things moving quicker. So yeah, probably maybe you quicker, but because I've had two young children to bring up and look after, it's the focus has not always been on my healing. So I think overall, I think I've done pretty well considering of my busy lifestyle, and I'm trying to teach the same to the children now, because mummy's the only one they see eating fruits. They don't see anyone eating fruits. My child is always saying, "Oh, my friend Emma, she doesn't eat any fruits. She thinks it's rubbish." So, you know, kids have
Despicable.
or Yeah, kids have already had this opinion about fruits.
Can I ask you a question about children and about how the I'm assuming you might see other parents. My
Yes.
view, and it's just maybe I'm biased, but I seem to see when people are feeding their children, it's like they're force feeding their children. It's like they're giving
Yes.
children this utter garbage destruction, health destroying diet, awful foods, and they're saying eat more, eat more. The children don't want to eat it. The children are
Yeah.
saying, they're like, I want to get away from this table. They're saying continue to destroy your health with this food, forcing it on them frustrates me. Do you ever see that? Am I wrong with that?
Well, I think children are just going to learn how to eat. If the parents are eating it, the children are going to eat it and they're going to think it's normal. You know, children are quite fussy with food anyway. I think children are naturally drawn because they're more in touch with themselves. Children are with because they're not their minds are not full of all this stress and we've got to do this and this and this. So they're what's the word? Not spiritual beings, but they're very conscious beings. Children are, you know, they're more aware of what's going on around them. So if they don't see their parents having the fruits, they're not going to be so drawn to it. If you offer a child fruit, you know, very rarely they'll say no, because fruit is a natural food to eat, so they will go to eating the fruits. But it depends on how it depends on how they've been brought up. If they've been brought up on frozen nuggets and this, then obviously the parents are just going to encourage it, whether the child wants to eat it or not. The child doesn't have a say in it because the child has not been offered anything else,
Right.
and then the child is going to be penalized for not eating rubbish food which the parents are giving to them. You know, like for example, here's an example. My husband drinks Coca-Cola every day, which is like drinking battery acid every day, right? So my daughter, we allow her to have it only like a tiny bit on a Sunday, which is with a cooked dinner. So with them, I'm not super strict, but I will not allow rubbish all the time. So she might have a tiny bit on a Sunday, but she sees daddy drinking it every day. So she says, and so she's going to turn around to me and say, "But mommy, daddy drinks it every day. It's okay to do." And I keep saying this to the parents. We're here to be healthy role models to our children. You know, you cannot screw up their life by your stupid habits. This they're going to take with them for the rest of their lives. We've got up until they're 7, 8 years old, they're in theta stage, which is a different developmental stage in habits and how we become human beings. So changing a habit after they're 8, 9 years old will be like, how hard is it to change a habit for a human being as an adult? It's very hard.
So, Pam, what's your next step forward? What do you plan to do for the future? And how can people reach out to you and find out more about you?
So I'm on Facebook. So my group is called Raw Power. And also I haven't done my website or anything yet. So that's the best way is to contact me on Facebook, or by email. So I can leave my email address, which is just pamjit1978@hotmail.com. So that's PAM for mother, JIT1978@hotmail.com. So I just want to grow as a person. I want to see how far I can go with how I feel with the fruits, and maybe just go into deeper healing, when I have more time, and to just show other people that, they don't need to struggle. So it's just getting the message out there. So one person, you help one person, and that person will go away and they've learned everything, and they will teach another person, and that this is how humans are going to become healthy humans once again, and we will live this amazing life on this amazing planet, and nobody needs to destroy anything.
Thank you very much, Pam. Been a pleasure to talk to you today, and
Thank you.
good luck with everything. And everyone that's watching and listening, please encourage you to check out fruitfest.co.uk to learn more about the UK Fruit Fest this year from the 21st to the 20th of July 2023. Still some spaces left. You can join us on Friday nights for our Fruity Fridays group. If you like, go to UK Fruit Fest Community Facebook group. You can join us there if you want to ask more questions and so on. And maybe we'll see you on a Friday night or at the Fruit Festival. Thank you very much for listening and watching, and we'll see you in another episode of the Love Fruit Podcast.
Stay raw. That's not good. Bye.